We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
We grow when we give.
Nosotros crecemos cuando damos.
We grow when we give.
Давайте и дастся вам.
与える時成長する.
We grow when we give.
Welcome to ROG, Return on Generosity. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. This podcast celebrates generosity at work, not financial giving. Giving valuable time, mutual respect, alternative perspectives, and genuine collaboration. Welcome to ROG, Generous Leadership Coaching Tips. I'm your host, Shannon Cassidy. We're still making our way through the 5-degree principle, how small changes lead to big results. And this week we're looking at chapter 8, the title of which is Find Your Happiness and Success Formula. I deeply believe that all of us have a formula. That formula changes over time. So the formula that worked for me when my children were toddlers is different than it is now as an empty nester. The chapter opens up with a quote from Joanna Field, and it says, "Perhaps if one really knew when one was happy, one would know the things that were necessary for one's life." Sounds simple, but for how many of us, happiness is an abstract thing. We don't really know what are the components of that. We know when we feel it and when we don't. So this chapter is an opportunity for us to be a little more analytical about that. And there's a framework in here that I referred to as the formula for fulfillment, F4F. And it looks like a pie. So for those of you joining me on YouTube, you can see this visual right here. For those of you auditory only, I just want you to imagine a circle with 8 slices or spokes, so to speak, all joining at the middle, or pizza might be a good visual reference. And each of those slices is a component of your life. We're going to put 8 labels on them for the purpose of the explanation, but I want you to decide what are those 8 things in your own life and how fulfilled are you? So if you're visualizing this circle with all of the spokes coming together in the middle of that wheel or circle is the equivalent of 0. And the outer ring or the crust, if you were imagining it more like a pizza, the outer ring is the equivalent of 10. So you're looking at this pie slice and you're making a mental, or better yet, a physical, if you're drawing this on a piece of paper, little line to describe your level of fulfillment. So the first pie slice is work/career. So in your career right now, maybe it's as a student or maybe it's a full-time professional, an executive, a board member, how fulfilled are you? It could be, do you get to leverage your strengths? Are you working with people who you respect and admire? Is it an opportunity to grow? Is the person who's responsible for you, be that a boss, a board member, a shareholder, are they giving you opportunities? How fulfilled are you? The second piece, financial security and well-being. Do you have the ability to pay your bills? Is there an opportunity for you to invest? Do you have resources to invest in recreational activities? So your financial security, well-being, you know, how secure do you feel in the long run? The next pie slice is fitness, health, and wellness. How fulfilled do you feel in that area? Knowing what your potential is, how much are you reaching that potential for fitness, health, and wellness? That could be in a variety of ways: physical, mental, spiritual, emotional. Family, however you define family, think about that. How fulfilled are you in your relationships with and your connection to your family? Partner/relationship, significant other, whomever it is that you think of when you think of your personal, closest, intimate relationship. How fulfilled are you in that relationship? And if you don't have one, how fulfilled are you in your pursuit of that? Are you investing energy and time and focus to finding that right person for you? Personal growth and education. It's necessary. It's, I would say, essential that we grow. We continue to grow. And we know on ROG, we grow when we give. That's one way to grow. Another way to grow is through education, online courses, reading, even TED Talks, podcasts, whatever it is. How fulfilled are you? How much do you acknowledge you're growing or not? friends, fun, and recreation. So how much fun are you having? And you know, it's interesting because when I do this exercise with teams, sometimes people will say, well, wouldn't I want a 10 in everything? And I had this one participant who said, well, you know what? I have a 10 in my friends, fun, recreation, but that equates to me having a 2 in my fitness, health, and wellness, and a very low score, I think she said a 5, in my financial security and well-being. So sometimes having a strength in one slice might have a negative consequence in others. So just for yourself, friends, fun, recreation. Some people, you're just working nonstop, 24/7, through the weekend. You're not taking your holidays. So for you, that level of fulfillment is going to be really low. Just check yourself on that. And then the last pie slice on my example is purpose, spiritual well-being, and contribution. So how clear are you about the purpose of your life? Like, why are you here? Those big questions. And how clearly are you making a difference? That's also an essential component to being a human, particularly a generous human, is am I making a difference? Am I making a contribution? On a scale from 0 to 10, how fulfilled am I right now? And now I want you to pick, in the spirit of 5 degrees, one small change at a time. Which spoke or which pie slice did you feel the least fulfilled with or most motivated to make an improvement? Because you might already have an 8 in one of these slices and you want to make it a 10. Or you have a 2 and you want to bump it up to a 3 or a 4. So I do want us to remember that this is incremental baby steps. We're not making quantum leaps because that's not sustainable. But we do want to identify, being very clear, what is it that needs my attention? Because we're always going to get results in the things that we focus on. And of these things that we've talked about, or the one that came to your mind when you're thinking about your own formula for fulfillment, what is it? What commitment are you going to make? And what's the new habit around that commitment? Please join me next week with a revisit from the amazing Kim Scott talking about her upcoming book, Radical Respect. Until next week, stay generous, everyone.
Thanks for listening to ROG, Return on Generosity Podcast. Please help us grow by subscribing and reviewing us on your favorite podcast player. And for more information, visit bridgebetween.com. We grow when we give.
우리는 나누면서 성숙합니다.
We grow when we give.
On rayonne quand on donne.
We grow when we give.